is up? We are possibly virgins, but definitely teenagers. This is Teenage Virgins on the OG setup. I'd like to welcome to the family the newest member, Kitten Cat. Her name is Rem. She is a little baby bee.
She's not meowing.
Meow, meow, come on.
Meow for the podcast.
Oh, I don't know if y'all heard that.
No, she's I don't know if y'all that.
But, yeah, I want to shout out at the beginning instead of, you know, through the whole last episode, because that gets real, real, real stupid. Shout out all the homies listening to us across the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole lot.
I checked our stuff, and it was so many. We had Ireland, and then
Israel,
U.S. at first. Now we have Israel, we have Denmark,
India,
we have Germany, India, people from all over. I'm like,
yeah.
Huh.
It's pretty sick. So thanks for listening. And we're going to hop into a topic off the front. Off the beginning. What do you think about, like, sleep schedules? Like,
mine was so scuffed last night.
Mine are
so my cat, like, made me stay up for an hour. I was like, go to bed. And she wouldn't go to bed.
That's how Wallace is. I have a kitten named Wallace, bro. She will go around the house just meowing. I'm like, bitch, really? But,
meow.
Bro, it is the cutest shit because she's climbing on me right now. But my sleep schedule, I actually had it on lock. I was going to sleep at, like, 1, and I wake up at, like, 8, and like or 9, and I feel so good. And then a few days ago, I just stayed up till 4 watching Demon Slayer. And, I mean, I know Demon Slayer ain't the best anime.
I like it.
But, like, it's pretty good so far.
I have a lot of titties
I finished
in
season
it. Like, the first, like, I ain't complaining,
have
too.
You watched Demon Slayer?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
On what?
I think it was Netflix a while back.
They don't have Demon Slayer on Netflix.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
I
Let
promise
me check
you.
It right now.
I promise you.
I'm going to check it.
Because you're talking.
My Xbox. I would check it right now.
Then you're thinking
they
of
used
like
to, at least. 100%. They had Demon Slayer.
You're capping hard.
No, I'll check it right now.
I'm telling you, they don't got Demon Slayer on Netflix.
Stream.
You might be talking about Dominachi, but no.
No, I'm not talking about Dominachi. Also, we should probably say Joe's not here today.
Yeah, Joe is definitely not here.
He's not in town, so we're...
Oh, the kitten is clawing on Vinny's arm.
He's attacking.
Oh, damn.
She's a...
Respect the pronoun.
Just assume my cat's gender.
Right. I'm telling you, they don't got Demon Slayer.
Once this loads, I'll actually look at it. I swear, like, it's on here.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
Ass. Who just texted
I'm thinking
me?
Of Soul Eater.
You think, oh my god.
I was thinking
two
of Soul Eater.
Things.
This has a lot of titties in it.
Yeah, Demon Slayer has hella titties. I mean, the ending is
I was
real
thinking
trash.
Of Soul Eater because Dean, I don't know. I was like, no, I have it on my list. Yeah, it's pretty good. It has one season of like 20 episodes. 51. I was off. It has 51 episodes in the first one. I watched up to like 7, I think. And it was pretty good. And I was like, no, ooh, I'm going to spend that off on selling stuff.
See, Demon Slayer, I'm waiting for season 2. I saw that was coming out October and then it got pushed back. I was like, well, damn.
I was
okay.
Like, okay, I see.
But yeah, now my sleep schedule is so scuffed, dude. It's like,
I was trying to make mine
I'm waking
work,
up.
But...
I'm waking up at like noon. At least I haven't woken up at 2 like I usually like I used to. Damn, the kitten going ham.
He going ham on my pants right now. Why do I keep on calling you a he? I'm sorry. Ooh, almost dropped. She almost dropped off the bed. Yeah, but. It feels like a minute since we've done a podcast. Like, I know it was, like, a week ago, but,
like you
it
and
feels
I?
A while.
It's been,
well, clearly,
since
me
the beginning.
You just mean you. It was episode 1, we're on, like, 7, I think.
Yeah.
Is it
no,
7
it's
or
6? I think
six.
It's 6.
Let me check Spotify.
Let me check my Spotify.
Let me check my Spotify. I won't lie, I listen to all the, like, podcasts that they come out to make sure it's not too dumb.
Dude, my phone case
like,
is,
dumb,
like,
but, like,
my phone case is bugging hard. And I have it, like, the little back thing right here.
Yeah, a little setup thingy.
And like, it just comes loose all the time. I'm like, fuck, bro.
Oh, wait. Okay, I thought it said we only have 4. Yeah, we have... This is episode 6.
Yeah. And I'm astonished at how... Ooh, nice 420. Eh.
What if we do this every episode? It's not funny. I'm like, ooh, time we're on 420, ha.
Okay, we're
6th grade.
We are retarded. Damn. Let's see here. Oh, what about new pets? Like, I remember when I first got Wallace, we had to, like, introduce her to all of our cats. We have, like, 2 cats.
My cat's not happy with it.
Vinny has 1 cat, and he's just now introducing her.
It's just we've had this the kitten for 3 days, and our other cat's name is Kitty Face, but there's a whole story, but it's too long. And cat's not having it at all. Like, at all. It's pissed off. and not happy about it. Like, she's getting better, but she's still pissed off. Like, I tried to pet her, and since I had the kitten scent on me, she was, like, hissed at me. I was like, damn, bro, okay. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, damn, bro.
She was out on our balcony just staring down my kitten because it was right by the window. I was like, oh, my God, bro. You're trying to murder it.
Murderous intent.
Like, she is not playing on just a little SWAT if it gets close. She's trying to, like, murder this cat.
So, Vinny's installing Modern Warfare on his Xbox, and I'm staring at it. It's at 39.9%, and I'm just waiting to see 40. I'm just going to stare at it until... Oh, yeah, it's like 40%.
Dude, it's been going for like 4 or 5 hours.
Five hours.
I haven't been on the Xbox. I've just been on the home screen.
It's a big-ass game.
I know it's a big game, but like, how big is it?
It's fucking...
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, I'll look at
my phone. My phone's gone. Oh,
my phone's right here. Oh. I'm going to Google that shit. Let me do it. Sometimes I like to squirt mustard in my ass and switch to the relish when I'm feeling sad. Dude, that mustard freestyle is goated. I'm telling you, bro.
It's so dumb.
How big is... Modern.
I'm looking at all the warfare. Episode titles, and most of them are just dumb.
Let's see here.
Especially, are we gay? Like,
oh shit!
How big is it?
Oh wait, let me look up on Xbox. On
dude, have you showed me that thing about the new update, right?
The new update's like,
oh dude, it's God. Like, yo, y'all Xbox want to sit down for this PlayStation? Their new update's like a gigabyte. PC, it's less than a gigabyte, and it said, "I Xbox player, sit down."
So,
66 gigabytes.
Yeah,
66
gigabytes.
Is that for Warzone or
for just the update? And the total size is 209 gigabytes.
Damn, have is that bigger than Siege?
Yeah, obviously.
I'll say Siege didn't take long for me.
Siege
it took like
is
an
like,
hour,
how
maybe.
How big is Siege?
That's a good question. It took like an hour. For Honor took like 4 hours.
For Honor did not take that long for me. For Honor took like, oh, I mean, then again, it's probably because
I was on a little bit. I played a couple games of Siege, so.
I had, what was it? Fuck. I had it previously. It took like 3 minutes to install.
Does that work like that? If you've already had it installed, it's like faster.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably download Warzone then. Wait, does Warzone and Modern Warfare do the same thing? Download?
Siege is 85.5 gigabytes.
That's not much at all.
That's not much at all.
I already have Minecraft on it because I bought the Minecraft version of the Xbox. So.
Yeah, same. But I'm just... Bro, the kitten is going ham on Vinny.
I don't know. Dude, early it was attacking
she's
the hell
playful.
Out of you.
See, she's playful for like an hour, and then she'll just nap for 40.
Like, for so long, it's like, okay, go to bed. And I don't like it because then she's up all night. And I'm like, God damn it, just go to bed.
She pissed on his bed.
I was like, dude, because I was watching her, making sure she didn't. And then I went away to do something, clean a little bit.
Damn. Yeah,
for 5 seconds, I look back where she is. I pick her up. I'm like, you.
She goes after anything, bro. Like, my mm-hmm. fees, they aren't even safe. The zipper on my pants, not the cock zipper, but like I have little pocket zippers. She going after him. Oh my God.
She's just gonna unzip your pocket.
What you got in there? How much money you got?
My cat finna run you up. Hey, yo, give me your money, bro.
Run them J's, homie.
My cat just takes out J's to like bite on and scratch on.
I don't got J's. introduce her to Tristan, bro. She will run Tristan all the way. Damn, bro. She would.
Dude, it was funny because like you were like, yo, get your cat off me, and I was just taking a video of it straight going ham on his feet earlier.
It was a climb. It's so agile.
I know, it was like rolling around on his foot, like just in circles all around his foot. I'm like, nah, bro, I'm recording real quick.
Bruh. Also, I don't know if you're listening, but shout out to Alyssa. She beat some ass, bro. I'm just letting you know, she whooped a girl's ass. I respect that a whole lot.
It was
lot.
So funny.
It was hilarious. At the end, she got so tired, she just put this girl in a headlock and started punching her. Bro, that was the funniest shit.
The goose said, I still won.
Alyssa had braids in, like double braids. And then the girl had a loose ponytail. So she was asking for her ponytail to get grabbed. So Alyssa grabbed that shit and kneed her in the face, bro. You could hear the knee. It went... Like, oh, bro.
I felt that through the screen. I was like, oh.
Yeah, damn, ooh. Bro. It was kind of spicy.
It wasn't kind of. It was very spicy.
It was very spicy. So, like, what you want to talk about now?
What all did we have planned for this one?
I mean, we talked about sleep schedule. We talked about pets.
This isn't even 10 minutes of talking. I was like, we're going to need more. You're like, no, let's just go on with it.
How about, like, advertisement? What should we do for advertisements? I can start plugging on.
Rage, sir. I already have a story for my
staff. Yeah, but like, how do you have everybody added? Should I just start adding like 90,000?
I put some stuff on the hour story
because I have like at least 100 people that
work.
I haven't added.
You could
back.
Just have a plug for like Snap.
I legitimately haven't added like 100 people back.
Wow, I don't add anybody yet. In fact, I've been unadding people, which will probably hurt the advertisement for the podcast.
Like, that's just God.
That's just the recents.
Yeah.
You be one of those dudes that just adds everybody?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, let's see how many people are on the Teenage Virgins story. There's 32 people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get 32 views.
Damn, but, the hell, why is all these people like 20 mutual friends?
20 mutual friends. Oh, I don't like that person. No.
I ain't trying to expose nobody.
I'm a nice guy, right?
But she's going after my finger, bro.
If you like tap your finger like by her and she'll like attack it like it's a worm or something.
Yeah.
I was like, bro. Because I was like, hey, come here. Or, like, I was trying to get her out from my mom's chair. She likes to run under there and sit.
Yeah.
So I'll bring her, like, feather twine. Like, hey, come here. I'll shake it. She's like, boom, and runs. I'm waiting
for your mom to get pissed off at the kitten and just execute her with the water bottle.
She sprayed her. And I was like, no, don't spray her.
I'd never take a spray bottle to a kitten.
I can't spray my kitty.
Yeah.
I was like, I love you too much. I can't do that.
Especially Rem, bruh.
I know. She's so sweet.
So sweet.
So chill.
She's just like, oh my god, kittens in general, I love them. Oh, she just grabbed my hand.
I know. Dude, for the first night, I was sleeping, right? And then when I woke up, she was like right by my knee, using it as a pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And then my hand was out, and she put her paw on my hand, like holding my hand. I was like, dude, that's so cute.
I remember I spent the night at my friend's house one time, and he had a kitten at the time. And I woke up because I had this sleeping bag. And I woke up in the middle of the night because I was super sweaty. I was going to turn on his fan, and kid you not, the kitten was like on my chest in the sleeping bag. I was like, well damn, that's cute as hell. But
how old was it? I guess
a few weeks, like at least like 7.
That's how old Brem is right now.
Really?
Yeah, she's 7 weeks. I need to ask when her birthday is.
Bro,
yeah.
My homie showed me her in a little hoodie pocket. He was like, look who I found. I was like, damn.
I tried to put her in mine, but she didn't like it, so I was like, nah. I'm like, oh, ask my cousin who I got it from. Like, hey, yo, when's Rem's birthday? Like,
yeah. These kittens in general are damn adorable.
I know. They're so playful. Like, I can't wait till she gets old. Like, older. Not old, but, like, older. So she's a little more chill. So she don't try to wake me up and I can actually trust her to go to the bathroom in the litter box.
Welcome to the podcast where we talk about cats.
This is the cat cast.
Dude, this is the weirdest shit, dude.
No.
I'm over here.
Please don't expose me.
No, I'm exposing your whole ass.
What did I say? Because
you're over here. His mom's in the room. I proceed to have the kitten on my lap, and he goes, yo, you got a pussy right next to your cock. I'm like,
dude, it's not my fault. The cat was lying right on your dick. Okay.
See, but it's a kitten.
Yeah, but like,
you don't gotta say
that. You don't
gotta
expose me.
You don't gotta say that. Now, the only reason I'm saying that is just because that was unnecessary, bro.
You've said worse.
I've said worse, 100%. But just with your mother in the room, I've said worse with your mother in the room. But with your mother in the room and the kitten, bro. It's like looking at a baby and saying, damn.
No, not even close to the same. Don't even start that.
Yeah, I had to stop
the monetization on Spotify kicked off.
Damn, that would have been horrible to say. I couldn't. Nah, I'm good.
I'm a nah.
Oh, my Juice WRLD poster arrived today, dude.
Ooh.
I was super happy. My mom was walking up from the mailbox. They put that hoe in the mailbox. It was like a cardboard tube. Like,
I wonder how that bitch... out?
Yeah, I wonder how that actually, like, got in the mailbox. Like, I think they just stuck that shit out. Anybody could have stolen that. Damn, I just slapped my arm real hard. What the hell? Damn, okay.
He said, God damn.
This cat is legitimately just chewing on the zipper.
Look at her. She just pulled your pants, like...
She what now?
Whoa. She pulled it, like...
Now she's chewing on my shirt.
That's a nice shirt, bud.
It's a nice shirt, but, like, I don't give a damn.
He said, I can buy another...
It's a cat, bro. It's a kit.
It's a cat shirt. You got tigers on it.
It's a, yeah, tigers and toucans. Where's the toucans?
Toucans are like blended in. Hold up.
No, right there. There's a toucan right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dang. It looks like leaf. Toucan. Yeah.
I got this back in like, oh, fuck.
Eighth
grade. No, yeah. I think. I don't know. It's been a minute.
No, it was my freshman year, so yeah, it was your eighth grade.
Yeah.
Because I remember I got new clothes, you got new clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been speaking in ad-libs, like I've started a...
You're like, hey, yeah.
Hey, like I've been starting a conversation, I'm like, yup. Hey. Hold it, water. Dude, how do you think about the new Ski Mask song?
Burn the Hoods?
Yeah, Burn the Hoods.
I liked it, it was pretty good.
He didn't say water to it live. I think he's going back to...
Did he
to,
not
like,
say water in that?
No, he's going back to old ski rap. Like,
I wouldn't be mad.
I wouldn't.
That's a pretty good song.
But like, the amount of like I needed at least one water in the track. No, one water. No, he just went, okay. I was like, oh my God.
I miss it.
Like, you gotta feel bad for Ski, bro.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately. I mean, at least he has DJ Scheme. I think he's friends with Allie, and he's still keeping up with Gekium. Did you see the video of DJ Scheme and Gekium?
Where he threw the phone? Yeah. I said that. Oh, yeah. You see me. He's like, yo, Gek loves to throw phones. And he's like, yay.
He just tossed
it. I was like, bro, that's cute.
Bro, that sucks. Just the amount of pain Scheme must have gone through. It's real hard.
Like, he's gone through a lot at this point. Was he friends with Mac when he died?
No.
I don't think he was, no.
I don't know how Mac Miller dated Ariana Grande.
No, I don't know. Yeah, that was...
Either she has real low standards, or he had a real good personality.
Yeah, well, Mac Miller is a chill guy.
Just because you're a chill guy doesn't mean a fucking superstar is going to date you.
Well, he was a superstar rapper.
No, he wasn't. He only had like 15 million.
Huh?
He only had like 15 million.
Only 15 million?
Ariana Grande has like 76.
Yeah, true. I think she's on the top, like, something of YouTube. She's big on YouTube for some reason.
How much
money
that bitch got?
Got a lot.
How much money you got? A lot.
Like,
I'm money. I'm poor. That was cap. Let me check
how much. I put my brother's gold watch on my cap.
Oh yeah, swagged her out.
She got dripped. And then my mom told me to take it off. I was like, that's hurting her neck. I was like, actually, she's laying down at this point.
Just
that's
letting not you know, she's gonna be biting my zipper this whole damn.
Oh, I know. She scratched up my arm.
All the TikTok songs, bro. Some of them are catchy, but some of them are just trash. Some are
trash.
Trash. You're trash, good. Let's see here. Ariana Grande. 198 million followers.
Oh my God, that's on... What's it
called? 4.6 thousand posts.
Well, imagine. Hold up. I'm gonna look up... top YouTube.
Dude, she used to be my celebrity crush.
Really? Why?
Yo! She is a song, or is that a song or an album? I think that's a song called Rem, or that's like a perfume. Hey, yo, oh, it's a fragrance. It's a fragrance.
Oh,
it's called Rem. Damn. Bro, imagine having a perfume named after you, cat.
Damn, you
JK. Damn, she probably came along a lot before.
Yeah. Alright, I'm gonna look at the top 50 subscribe. I'm pretty sure she's on here somewhere.
Ow.
T series still subbutting. Dude, it's so annoying. Nobody grows to 100 and almost 150 million.
What about PewDiePie?
PewDiePie's at 106.
Nice.
Cause like
I thought he hit 110. Or am I just smoking dick?
Yeah, he's smoking dick.
Uh-huh.
I know Ariana Grande's. Oh my God, hold up! I gotta turn this.
Just look up Ariana Grande's YouTube channel.
I like to look at this. I want to see all of them.
You are stupid.
Whoever. How much... 5 Minute Crafts is getting up there. Cocomelon's at 90 million.
Cocomelon is.
Katy
stupid.
Perry's at 38.
How do people find Cocomelon like good?
I don't know. I feel like they don't. They use a tad bit of subbots. I feel like, but they're not gonna be like T-Series subbot where they just add thousands and thousands.
Imagine they made a law in India where T-Series had to like you had to subscribe to that shit.
Dang, well they would have like lots.
200 million. How many people do?
Felipe is at 39. How is Movie Clips? Movie Clips is at 42 million.
That's above Mr. Beast.
It is. Mr. Beast is at 41.
Damn. I mean, still Mr. Beast. Nice.
I'm not seeing Ariana Grande. Rihanna's on here. She low, though. She had 35.
Let's see here. How many subscribers does she got?
42.6
million subscribers. She's above Mr. Beast.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep, 42.
Well, damn.
Well, damn.
Okay. Although she has 100 and something.
Oh, million. My God. Dude, I keep on watching T-Series and see it's not like a couple subscribers. It flicks up like 20.
Oh, 20?
Clips up like 20 a lot.
Honestly, YouTube needs to go on a bot ban again.
Dude, that would be so helpful. Watch how many
cat almost fell off the damn bed.
If they actually did bot bans, like they showed like all their bots, so many places will lose a lot.
I feel like
T-Series would lose.
You know how people used to bot PewDiePie? I feel like he might lose like two mil, but like still,
that's a lot compared to
he has
T-Series.
Gotten
T-Series just went from 20 for the last digits 720 to 750.
Damn.
That's a lot, bro.
Damn, faggot. Ah.
And they just got in
ooh, like, that kitten is scratching the hell out
of my back. I can't cap that, like, a lot of their subscribers are clearly real. They're not subbotting 150 million people.
Yeah.
But a lot are fucking fake. Because there was those points whenever in the war, there was, like going they had, like, 10,000, 20,000. They had a 50,000. I was like, Jesus Christ, bro. Like, that's a lot of bots. Like, you can't, like, say, yeah, we just had a lot of people.
You don't grow by 50,000 in one like minute.
There's another Indian one up there. Sets India at 79 million.
Nice.
Number four.
Respect.
Right? It's like, I don't know. Billie Eilish is on here.
How much she got? 14 mil?
32 mil.
Oh, shit. Okay.
The lowest on the top 50 is 32 mil.
I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to cap, but Billie Eilish, I just don't like a lot of her music. WWE.
Yeah, WWE's high shit. 64 million, yeah.
Oh, Alan Walker. Bro, remember Avicii? Yeah. You know he died, right? Yeah. He died a long time ago. It really sucks. He had like a drug overdose in his bedroom in Dubai or some shit like that, bro.
Yeah, it sucks.
He had some slapping music.
I think he's still gaining some. Like, he's not gaining too much right now. Like, I don't see anything. Oh, yeah, he just gained about, like, five, I think it was. Alan Walker.
Oh.
I like to look at this. Like, I don't do it much, but I do like to look at it sometimes. It is a vibe. There's more on T-Series. Jesus, in the first, like, in the past minute, they've gained 100 subs.
Nice.
That's a lot, bro. I don't know. Like, I get that they have people there. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if most people that work in T-Series are subscribed to them. That makes sense.
He has 17 million subscribers. That's low. Who does? Avicii.
Oh, damn.
Oof.
The Ellen show's up here. I always forget the Ellen show. She has 37 million subscribers. How does the Ellen show?
Girl, she's not, honestly, she's not that funny.
I don't like her. Like I'm not going to diss on Ellen. But like
sure,
she's not
she
funny.
She does give away quite a lot of money.
Yeah, true. Like, I respect that. I do respect that.
She's like Oprah. What about Oprah?
Oprah ain't up here, I don't
she
think.
She ain't?
No. I didn't check.
What happened to Oprah? Didn't she get hit by a car, Drake and Josh?
What?
Yeah, she got hit by, yeah, Drake.
Smoking and, dick over there?
No, Drake and Josh hit Oprah with a car in the TV
you sound like, oh, in the TV show, maybe? Yeah,
yeah,
let me
no,
check
no,
Oprah.
Don't say maybe, because I know damn well they did. Because he was like, yo, you just hit Oprah.
I see a lot of BTS in the chat, and I don't
Drake
like that.
Drake and Josh hit Oprah. See? 30 seconds.
I want to see this.
Hey, I'm parked there. No, I want to find a spot closer to the door.
Why?
Because if we park far away, then we might have to walk too far, and I could get sweaty. And I will not meet Oprah with picked stages.
Have you seen Josh Peck now?
Dude, he's fit.
Yeah.
He's real fit.
Would you like a little wheel?
Did you know he's Jewish?
He's Jewish?
He's Jewish.
Hey, come on! Hey, watch it, watch it!
Damn.
They
bodied they
did
Oprah.
It. They bodied the hell out of Oprah.
Oh my gosh.
They said,
ooh.
Speaking of running people over, I don't think I've told this story yet. I mean, I might have. And I probably did. But I'm going to repeat myself. So, I saw a church lady run over a girl on a bike at a, that's it.
4.31 mil. That's low. I thought Oprah would at least have 10.
Yeah.
At least.
But you're trash, cat. But, oh, you good?
Almost fell.
Oh, but, I saw this girl on her bike. She was just crossing the crosswalk. Don't put the cat on the Chromebook.
No, I'm trying to make her, I want to see her meow.
No.
No.
I saw this girl walking across the crosswalk, like her. She was walking her bike. I kid you not, this lady, it was at a red light, so it like the girl was legal to go instead of jaywalking. And bro, I kid you not, the church lady just kind of slowly runs into her.
Slowly? How fast is it? 20, 30?
No.
10?
Probably 10. Just like
that's too serious, I guess.
And
but still, how do you hit a person?
No, 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 no. The bike slammed into that chick, and she went to the ground. And the church lady kept going. She was like, "I'm sorry." Like I heard her screaming. Ah! She started screaming, and bruh.
So
she just kept going. No, no, no. She didn't. She didn't like drive all the way away. She like ran over her. You could hear the bike go. And I was like, "Well, damn!" And then like the girl looked like she was in real bad pain. I was like, "That girl got hit." And then, like, the church really backed up, and the girl, like, started getting up, limped over beside the fountain. It's kind of, like, lied there. And then on the way back, because we went to go get some fried chicken, on the way back, I saw, like, there was some cops and some ambulance people. And the church lady was just like, "I'm so sorry, in Jesus' name." I was like, how do you run over a girl at the stoplight?
Right. It's a red light, you know.
You are stupid.
She's going on her, like, it says to go, and you're like,
just
how do you hit someone at 10 miles an hour?
Ask the church lady, bruh. I am wondering how bad that was.
That
like,
hurt. Getting, like, I feel like if she was going 20, it wouldn't as hurt as bad.
Like, my dad.
Honestly. Because, like, she's going over slowly. Like, did she actually get run over by the car, like, any body part?
I'm pretty sure her leg.
Like, that would hurt.
I'm pretty
because
sure.
Imagine
I'm pretty
the
sure
tire
her leg broke. Because, like, they put her
leg.
They put her in a stretcher and, like, they took her and shit.
Well,
she looked like she was in, pretty good pain.
Pretty
I feel
good
like she,
pain?
Yeah, I feel
pretty
like she
bad pain, you mean?
Nah. Pretty good pain. I feel like she probably broke her leg at least, or like
right,
fractured
well,
something.
Hit like
yo,
but
her, you could hear her bike slam into her.
Right now, like when you think about it, like when you look at it, 10 miles isn't a lot, but when it's coming for you, that looks
mm-hmm.
pretty fast.
Speaking of people trying to hit us, Vinny.
Oh my god.
A white Ford truck came speeding down my street fast.
It was like a 20 for the speed limit. And
yeah.
this dude's
no,
15, going,
15 down that street.
Oh yeah, it's 15 on our
And homie was going like 35.
At least 30, 35.
And homie speeds past me at least 3 or 4 inches away from
like,
me.
Like, I've capped on that before. Like, I'll say that, but like, they were like half foot away. But still, this dude, no cap. Like, I felt the wind and
I felt the wind. I was closest to the man. And Vinny's like, hey, fuck you. Flips him off. I'm like,
this
yo,
dude,
chill.
This dude pulls his e-brake
yeah,
to stop.
You can hear that. And you can hear. And then he gets out. It's short ass, man. He looks so
oh
raggedy. He's like, what the fuck are you? What the fuck are you cussing at me for? You flipping me off. And
he's like 60-year-old and like starting to like look like he's trying to start a fight. I'm like, nah, bro, you don't want the smoke.
Yeah. So Vinny over here yelling at him that he's like, why are you flipping me off, little son of a bitch? And Vinny's over here, cause you almost ran on my friend. You almost ran my best friend, like capping on him.
I was like, that's my best friend right there, bro. That's my homie. He's like, no, I didn't. I was like, two feet away.
He was like, get out of the street. And bro, at
there's
that
no
point,
sidewalk at
I was
point.
I was
on a street.
I was legitimately like, just smiling and walking. Cause if it really pissed me off, dude, I would have capped on him so damn hard. I would have been like, why'd you get out your car then? You look like a clown yelling at some kids, bro. We are on the road walking on the side of the road.
Right.
We ain't even in the middle of the road. There's a car there. You could have at least slowed down and passed us. But nah, yo, stupid Humpty Dumpty looking ass had to wall out of his fucking truck. Nah.
But he was so annoying because
I thought he was gonna square up to you.
You told a 16-year-old to fuck off.
Yeah,
wow,
I thought he was gonna square up to you. If he squared up to you, that would have been it, bro. He would have been slept.
If I wouldn't have hit him, cause like then I would get hit with a assault charge. But if he swung at me, I'm like, bah, bro. Cause I feel like I got some good reaction time in fights. Like I'm never getting hit first, but people swing at me first. But like, ooh, see, like. I feel like I'm a counter fighter. I'll let you hit me first or try, and then I'm like,
I'll let you hit me.
I mean, one time I got called as the aggressor in a fight. Like, that's what they legally call it.
Yeah.
And this dude pushed me, but this
Didn't
the
you
one
slap
person
a dude
with
a lunch tray.
No.
Oh.
What?
No,
you mixing
I'm,
me
I'm
up.
Retarded.
But this guy, he pushed me, and then he turns around automatically, so he thinks I can't push him back. Like, oh, you're back. I'm sorry. So I push him back. His homie, only like two people recording the video. Showed me pushing him first. So I got called as the aggressor, and that's on my track record. I was like, oh, I'm so
nice.
Pissed. Like, they can technically sue you. I was like, uh-huh.
I don't care.
Like, they don't sue me. That they son is a dumbass. I knew this kid since, like, early years, like, junior cult wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to be chill, and I was like, pussy, bro. If I ought to see him again, he tried to fight me. I was like, yo, you got beef with me or some shit. Like, he just randomly started talking shit.
Bro, I saw
and his homies were like, bro, the homies were saying I was stronger than him. His own homies that don't know me.
I was like, bro. I saw something that had me rolling. Shout out G because you showed me this shit. Mark Gray, he moved to like a different city. I kid you not, homie. He got a tattoo of his girlfriend, like a name and like a rose or a heart or some shit like that. And I kid you not. 2 or 3 weeks later, just a picture of him crying or like with tears in him. He was like, single. I was like,
oh yeah, you got that tattoo.
Imagine getting a tattoo and then getting
dumped.
If
you in high school and get a tattoo of your girl's
high
name.
High school.
But I remember I bodied him,
the
bro. Because like we were wrestling. I was like, all right, you want to really see something? And he was acting like he's better than me. I've wrestled at like 7 years at this point, and this was like his second year. So I get him in a headlock, and I hip toss him, and I shattered his wrist after it. And I was like, oh, man, I'm sorry, not really meaning it. And I was laughing inside. Like, I was so dead at this point. And I was like, bruh, that's funny. After I was like, dude, he deserved that. He's a fuckboy, bruh.
All right, so I just tucked the kitten in. She looks super peaceful. She's sleeping right now. So we're going to have a take just a quick second to break because we can only record for 30 minutes. We'll see you after this quick stop. What is up? We're back. So Vinny and I were talking, and I remember This is during school year. I was walking to the bus stop, and on the way there, right beside the telephone pole in the road, was a human-sized shit, just sitting there, in just a, like a pile. And I was like, huh, looks like Mr. P-Dookie's out here again. Like, that's what I named the hobo that lives around here. I saw him lying in some man's hammock in their front yard. Yeah, but that was an experience, because that shit, the literal shit, stayed there for at least a week and a half until it finally, like, deteriorated or, like, some raccoon ate it. But, like, dude, it was
a... sounds so, like, not appealing.
I had to run right past that dookie with my shoes off because I was, like, about to miss the bus, so I sprinted while putting my shoe on, dude. Oh my
god. Bro, I like how my brother's over here. He has to do stuff for his actual life. And we're like, you're like, yo, this hobo took a fat shit on the sidewalk. And he's just like laughing over it, trying not to be loud because of the podcast.
He's not going to be able to do anymore.
Us, Marshall, like, I fell at this table. Us, human sized shit on the sidewalk.
Man, I really wish my street had sidewalks. Then I wouldn't have so many fucking crackheads try to run me over. Fuck. Like, there's some real cracked out people. My neighbor, I call him Ass Crack Man, because every time I see this man, his pants are halfway down his butt cheeks.
It's like trying to get someone to slip it in.
It's like, yeah, it's either he just wants somebody to see his asshole, or he just wants his
hand. Wasn't he a predator?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a predator. Like, dead ass. Homie O is always out there working on his van with his ass cheeks out. He's like halfway in the front engine block of his van. With a wrench or something, you can hear, and then you just see his ass cheeks. I'm like, come on, man. I ain't trying to see them honey roasted hams, bruh. Like, he's a fat man, too, so his ass crack goes halfway up his back. Like, that shit, it's like a mile long, bruh. It is not okay, one bit. It's legitimate, should be a crime just to, like, moon people.
Show his ass
crack. I'm going out in the middle of the day and getting a full moon because this fat ass.
It's like, I thought it was a half today.
Drinking his Miller's Light. That's sitting on his engine while the van is running and he's working on it. I'm like, at least turn the car or turn the van off. But it's like such a pedo van. Mm, he has a sticker. Creepy. He has a sticker on the back of it and it says, "I'm bad. I need somebody really bad. Are you really bad?" I'm like,
yeah,
you are cringy.
Like, uh-uh.
He has a Mustang sticker on the front of his Chevy van.
Bro, imagine. He's trying to flex for all the little girls out there, but like, that's some girls like, hey, you want some candy?
Like, he got some white candy, bro. I bet he got Whoppers.
No. He got some, like, year-old Whoppers that, like, disintegrate. I remember I found some of my old Halloween candy. I ate that shit, bro.
Oh,
it was so dusty. How does dust get inside the Whoppers bar?
Bar? Whoppers bar now?
Whoppers, like, cakes, candy. I don't know, the little plastic thing that get in there.
Marshall casually texts him with his flashlight on. I look over and he's texting with his flashlight on.
I was about to be like, you dumbass, he's on his calculator. Then I realized, nah, he ain't on his calculator.
He's typing too much for a calculator.
I'm dying.
Talking Xavier.
Oh, shit, all right.
He listens to the podcast.
Hell yeah.
He's the person I wanted to get on for a guest, but we don't know how to work the Anchor app. And we can't call it, so it's like, through the audio. For real, like, audio through audio don't work.
Fuck. Oh, chill.
the last podcast, we all just slapped our stomachs.
Yeah, and we yelled a lot.
We yelled. We were like, because we're all single. Yeah!
And clapped. It was literally just us yelling, clapping.
Clapping,
and
yelling,
our
and slapping our stomachs.
I feel sorry for our listeners. Why are you listening to us? Oh my god, that is horrible just to think about. Now I have that man's ass cheeks in my fucking mind, bro. Get out. I do have a bunch of cracked out neighbors.
Yeah.
At least it's not as bad. Lauren,
Oh my god, Ms. Lauren's worse?
No, her grandma bought a house from, like, these heroin addicts, and there's, like, needles and spoons, and, like, there's, like, a whole ass, like, oil drum full of, like, needles and shit, and, like, melted, like, bags and, oh my god, bro.
Melted spoon.
We found a meth pipe once.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember I told you about that.
Oh, yeah,
in the burn barrel, yeah. We found a meth pipe.
See,
we were like,
I thought it was.
We
like,
saw like burnt spoons and stuff. Like, oh hell no!
Bro, Lauren sent me a picture. There was literally a needle above the oven, and I'm like, dude, that is legitimately disgusting. Like, she
dude,
goes, yeah, we found like 20 or something needles. I'm like, dude.
I accidentally woke up my cat.
I feel like, yeah, Vinny's gonna be over here getting real pissed off, acting super manly on Xbox. He's like, man, fuck you,
beast.
And then, yeah, his kittens is gonna, like, meow. He's gonna be like, hey, princess. Hey. I saw this Vine. It was just like, no, I saw this TikTok. And this man was like, man, y'all think I'm not a thug. Y'all. And his mom opens the door. Hurry up. It's almost time for your kick. He's like, okay, mommy. Like, damn. She's funny as hell. Vinny's so single. He has his kitten as his background.
Yo, we got drip though.
Yeah.
And my actual background has the gold watch on.
Hell yeah.
It looks like such a good color.
For some reason, I just don't watch.
Yeah, it's my brother's watch. He's like, wait, hold up. I'm going to do something like that you like. I was like, that don't sound right. And then he put the watch on.
I'm
going to
do something that you like.
Monkey. Marshall, you know what we figured out today? We went onto our dashboard for our listeners. Usually it's just Ireland and America.
Hell no. We got like 12 countries.
Israel, Denmark, India.
Israel, Germany, Philippines.
Germany. Yeah.
So what the
Let's,
hell?
No, that's we gotta cut that now, bro.
Oh my
Come
god,
on, bro.
Dude.
We have to restart this shit.
No, we've already said Marshall doesn't like certain like countries.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Israel.
He said,
I love Israel.
You said Germany. Like, bro, imagine. Oh, Tristan just texted me. I'm gonna play it out loud. Let's see what it says. I hope it's not nothing horrible.
Fuck bitches.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yo, shout out Tristan,
because
he's one sexy motherfucker.
He's good. Hey, Sean. That sounded so weird.
I gotta
go. Damn, oh, my God. My cat scratched the hell out of my knee.
Nice.
Why did I say knee? Like, knee.
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 Yeah.
It's like you going calm out the first part. You said,
we gotta end it, bro.
What do you mean? This is a 37-minute podcast.
And that is perfect for two people. Remember, our first one was like 20-something minutes. Right?
You're not wrong. And it got the most amount of views. Our first one that has the most amount
Maybe
of views.
Maybe like a short and sweet.
Short and sweet. And then you can just listen to the half that has the intermission. Why?
I don't know.
Nice.
All right. Well, on that note, I think we're going to end it.
Oh, wait,
I got to get home fairly early.
For you guys.
No, she's asleep.
No, she's not. She's awake. Oh, she's awake. I made sure. You got to meow?
Just squeeze her.
You got meow? No, I'm not going to squeeze her.
Hey, Wim, you want
to Usually
meow?
When I pick her up, she meows.
Just like jiggle her a little bit.
Oh, do not press any buttons on the Chromebook.
Control delete.
Can you say something for the podcast, Vim? Ayoka.
Shut up. Shut up. All right. Nah. All right. Thank you for listening. We're going to cut it off at 8 minutes, so we're just going to stall for a few more seconds. Yeah. Fuck bitches. Get money. The end.